This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You are in the right place. It's so good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. We have a great broadcast. You guys have responded really well to John Hewlett, the nitric oxide product. We have a lot of good response. We sold quite a bit of it, and you all have seemed like you've liked it a lot. So we're having them back on. We're going to talk about it more. Any questions? We know we got a couple email questions. You can email support@powerhournation.com. support@powerhournation.com. You can email a question. Or, of course, you can call the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Get any questions in that you like. Or you can call directly, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Let us know if you have any questions. Joseph Meyer will also be here again. Any questions for him? You got a little bit of update on the financial situation. I always love his perspective, his quirky perspective. And we got the news here just coming in about 10 seconds.
Before 10 the show. Seconds. Just made it here.
Just made it. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here. I didn't think I was going to make it.
I was cursing your name.
I know you were. I could feel it. Where the hell is he? Oops.
We're going to do the news now, and then we're going to go, then we'll get to Joseph. So, you know about Julian Assange?
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked
about it.
Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit. David Westland went quite a bit about it. It seems... there's some suspicious things about it, certainly. There's some reasons to be optimistic, too, and there's some reasons to be concerned, I think,
all of the above.
Well, Ecuador was in London, the...
Where he stayed.
Where he stayed. Yeah. The Ecuadorian... What do you call
embassy.
It? Embassy. Embassy. Golly.
You're catching my disease.
Yeah, I can't think of the words. He was in the Ecuadorian embassy, so they... basically sold out Julian Assange, kicked him out. So now Ecuador has been hit by 40 million cyber attacks since his arrest.
From
the activist post, the government of Ecuador claims that the country has come under a broad and concerted cyber attack with approximately 40 million attempts to compromise web portals connected to public institutions ever since the controversial decision. 40 million.
Yeah, that's the wrong guy, the guy to mess with.
Ecuador's El Comercio, it's a newspaper, they reported that the telecommunications ministry's undersecretary of electronic government. What is that, electronic government? What does that mean?
I don't know what that is.
Javier Yara claimed that the following threats received by these groups related to Julian Assange, such as the shadowy network Anonymous, the country began suffering volumetric attacks. Volumetric. You know, this is interesting, talking about electronic government. And Jeffrey Matt, at the beginning of the, 2 days ago now, he was talking about, you know, you turn the internet over, there's this big discussion, you know, now EU, the UN, the UN is going to control the internet.
That's not good.
Okay, so we have these .gov websites, quote unquote, supposedly they're government websites, but as we know, they're really just corporate government subsidiaries of the overarching, you know, corporate structure of the world. What does that mean when America doesn't even control the internet? What does that mean for security? What does that mean for defense department.gov, Department of Treasury.gov?
It means we're going to be in a big trouble down the road at some point.
Well, what it tells me is that these aren't American, quote unquote. These aren't republic institutions. These are corporate world corporate institutions. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, who's working for a one world government?
Very well. It's owned by. Yeah. They're subsidiaries of. It's just, you know. Else, why would you give away the internet as a backbone of the Defense Department that was originally designed to help in times of nuclear war? This was originally the genesis of the idea, communications. Exactly. So you're going to give that away. Give that away to who? So who controls it? So whoever controls it is now basically was the master all along. So they took your will, your energy, your taxes, your ingenuity. Developed the internet, tested out the internet, perfected it, and then they took it back to quote unquote their master, just like all this has been doing. Mm-hmm. The EU, the UN, the corporate takeover.
Well, I don't know if that's going to turn out for Ecuador so good. We supposedly forgave $1.3 billion that Ecuador had to get to Julian Assange and that. But with all that cyber attacks, might cost them more than $1.3 billion to fix it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully this is a positive thing. Julian Assange, at least WikiLeaks has become a check. I mean, I don't know. You know, like Daniel Estlin says, I mean, the connections to the intelligence community are undeniable.
True.
So what is it? Are they just telling nine truths so they can tell you the one lie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like so many things?
Don't know.
Golly, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, all these things, it's like, if you get to the root of them, it's a deception.
Totally. But I'm an optimist.
What are you optimistic about?
Everything.
As far as what?
We're going to win. There's no two ways about it. Well, we are going to win.
We? Who's we?
The United States. American people. The world.
The American people is going to win.
Yep, the world.
Well, I don't think tyranny can last very long.
Can't.
It can only last so long. Trump vetoes resolution to end U.S. support for Saudi-led Yemen war. This is kind of a complicated story. I had to read this like three times. It's confusing. The War Powers Act of 1973. Who has the power to declare war in America? Do you know?
Governor.
Who?
Oh, the United States. I mean, the president.
No.
Congress.
Congress. Right. That's right. Congress has the authority to declare war.
The president has been. They weren't declaring war. They started wars.
Well, they started actions.
Yeah, actions.
Or whatever they want to call it. Well, there's been a check that they're trying to. There's a resolution up. Basically saying, well, the president needs to quit declaring these wars and take these powers back, and the Congress is the one. And they're talking about the Saudi-led Yemen war, using that as an example. Well, Trump just vetoed it. It only passed by close margin, so Trump vetoed it. So the chance that it's going to pass the veto is not going anywhere.
No.
So basically, the president is keeping the power. I'll declare war when I want to declare war.
Right.
That's the gist
I
got out of
it. Yeah, I got the same gist out of it, you know. Because the Democrats are in control of Congress, and who knows what they're going to do.
As far as what?
About whether Trump has to go do something, you know, he's going to have to do it.
Well, it's still the way it's been going is unconstitutional.
I get it. Everything's unconstitutional these days, but I trust Trump a lot more than I trust those Democrats.
Well, at least the Democrats are, you know, there's 545 people in Congress. There's 635. There's 635 with the Senate.
Yeah, Senate, yeah.
Yeah, so.
635.
Okay, so at least it's that many people instead of one person.
True.
So
I got it.
You're divided. It's a separation of decision to blow up things or what have you.
But when 90% of the Congress is compromised.
Well, what about when one president is compromised? What's the difference?
I get it.
Which is worse?
I get it, but I put my trust in Trump.
Well, which is worse, though?
I'm not. Yeah. I see your point.
Okay, so which is worse? At least the people can claim. If there's a real need, at least the people can clamor to the representatives. If there's one president who can say...
They've been clamoring for 70 years. They haven't done what we wanted to do.
Yeah, but if there was a... okay, let's get out of these words. Okay, let's... Are so the Democrats want to get out of entanglements? So they want to back up?
I don't trust the Democrats one bit.
I don't trust any of them.
Yeah.
So. I don't trust the guy, the lady working at the DMV counter down at the county.
Collecting the tolls.
I don't trust any of them.
I agree.
And we shouldn't trust any of them.
We shouldn't.
They should be at arm's length, and we should be all over them like white on rice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, if we're going to follow the Constitution, I get your point, but I think there's a much bigger point.
Yeah, we're not going to follow the Constitution with the people we got in office, right?
Well, we got to start somewhere.
Well, he is starting somewhere. He's appointing those constitutional justices to the federal courts.
You mean like Kavanaugh, who keeps siding with Roberts against the conservative people in the courts? You mean like him? You mean like Kavanaugh?
Well,
they don't want to hear the gun case. They don't want to hear the abortion case. They keep putting this off.
Well, maybe they'll hear it down the road sometime.
You mean like those bastions of conservatism?
We'll see. We'll see. At least he thought he was a conservative.
Did he? How do you know?
I don't know.
Exactly. Corruption in Venezuela has created a cocaine superhighway to the United States. I remember the old Saturday Night Live skit about Peruvian marching powder.
Yeah.
Well, now it's Venezuelan marching powder.
Yeah.
You know, the CIA never lets an opportunity go to waste. So there's unrest and power outages and they can't keep the lights on. Great. It's great for them.
That's right.
Opportunity. They see opportunity. Yeah. Planes loaded with Colombian cocaine used to depart from Venezuela's remote southern jungle regions. Now they take off from the country's more developed northwest region to reduce their flying time.
And who cares?
We don't have to go from the jungle anymore. No. We'll just go to the developed parts of the north. Officials involved in combating the deadly trade describe a ridiculously profitable courier system for the Venezuelan government. Quote, drug smugglers are more and more exploiting the complicity of Venezuelan authorities and more recently the vacuum of power. Surprise, surprise. Just 1 in 50 people can see stars as nature intended in the U.K., because of all the pollution.
Yeah, all the pollution.
Only 1 in 50 people in Britain, or the U.K., United, they call it, they don't even call it Britain.
I was reading an article about a week ago, and people were amazed on one of the clear days. They finally looked up.
Well, so, out here, we're out in the country. I mean, on a clear night,
it's
spectacular.
Beautiful, beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Trump administration announces new restrictions on travel to Cuba. You know, he already shut down that whole Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
getting the people. Those players are going to come here. They can't. They basically got to renounce Cuba.
Right.
They're
exactly.
Here. So they're
now,
coming.
Now they might
Cuba.
Have political asylum.
Who?
The baseball players, if they.
Well, if that's what they want, yeah. he said that's fine. If that's what they want.
Yeah.
And this goes right on the heels. You just hit the next article. U.S. asylum seekers who show credible fear not eligible for bond. There's a big debate about asylum seekers. So
the lawyers got to him first and told him what to say for the most part.
Well, now basically, if you're seeking asylum, it's going to be longer, you're going to be detained more, and you're going to have to wait.
Wait, in Mexico, I think.
Well, not if you're looking for, if you were detained asylum seekers, if you're fleeing some, political situation where your life may be in danger.
Okay.
You don't go back there. They just kind of hold you. I don't know. I don't know what they do. They put you up at the Ritz. I mean, I have no idea.
Probably. A taxpayer expenses $1,000 a night.
Hundreds swarm New York City streets in censorship protest about social media. And so this person, artist Spencer Tunick, wants to have a nude photo of as many people as possible in the streets of New York to protest Facebook. I don't know how they relate. We've often wondered about where the gold is for America. Well, Fox News outlet there in New York found some of the gold, or at least they were allowed to see some of the gold, supposedly. We'll talk about that when we come back.
That's
much
good.
More.
I like that.
Yeah, let's. I'm sure.
Hope they got tons and tons of it.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back to PowerHour.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Well, I think we've all, at one time or another, at least most of us, have wondered about the gold. And why
sure have.
Joseph Meyer about it. Do we even have the gold that supposedly we have? Supposedly,
yeah, I agree.
Allegedly.
And especially about 6 months ago, I heard that Trump seized a lot of gold. That's what I heard. Whether it's true or not, I do not know.
So you're just throwing out rumors?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Why not?
Throwing out some rumor about the gold.
Yeah, something's got to stick.
And then where is it? Put it back in the vault or where? Put it into the White House or put it in Melania's shoe closet?
Maybe it's in the Philippines.
It's in the Philippines for what?
I don't know. Seized up.
Well, thank you for that
tidbit.
That
breaking news.
Very important breaking news.
Well, if this is saying that we got gold, you know, I heard 6 months ago that he seized some. Maybe that's the seized gold.
Well, this is gold. Here, let me tell you the story.
Right.
It's out of Fox. Rare look at West Point Mint's massive gold vault. So this isn't Fort Knox, but this is West Point was built the same time as Fort Knox.
Right.
You know, America, the store of the gold and the mint gold. You know, that's what West Point mints gold, the gold coins, whatever. And, you know, it mints a lot of gold coins, a lot of silver coins. America used to have a lot of silver there. America, since, they even admit they've sold all their silver, which is God almighty. I mean, I guess if they sold it in 1980 at the height, that's good.
Right.
But when it went down to, I mean, didn't it go down like $2 an ounce?
Yep.
They should have been.
That's probably when they sold it.
Or
stole it, so nobody would know that, it was worth $2 an ounce.
Yeah.
It's gone. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. They sold it at 50.
You're right.
But then they said they sold it at $2.
Yeah. Kept the change.
Kept it. Sorry, we had to sell it. I mean, it's just keeping up too much space.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so cheap, we can't afford the space for it.
We need it for aliens.
Yeah. We need the space for old alien spaceships.
Yeah.
It's more important.
That is more important.
I don't know. We'll see when it comes to silver. Anyway, so we don't have hardly any silver stored. Anyway, about an hour and a half drives north of New York City lies a treasure, the article says, the gold kind, but it's not the one you can go there and find. It's held by West Point. They say, supposedly, we've got approximately 54 million ounces there here that they store, which is about 22% of the nation's gold. So it's possible that whatever gold that we have, at least 22% of it, possibly... At least they got a look at.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, I like that story. That's a good story.
So maybe it's not zero. Maybe we have 20. I don't know. Maybe they were fake bars. Anyway, the representative is the superintendent of the mint. They had these huge gold bars. How much do you think at today's price, the bullion bars that they had, how much do you think each one is worth?
$200,000.
Close. Well, not close, but it's kind of close. $500,000.
$500,000.
So I don't know what size they put in. You divide it out. But
anybody drill into them to see if it's tungsten or not?
This is, yeah. Is all the security that's required is here to secure these assets. The representative, McCollum is his name, says, trust me, I've been here a very long time and we haven't lost anything. Trust me.
That's what they said about Fort Knox, and they haven't let anybody in since what?
54, 53?
54. Yeah,
that's insane.
That's what Congress was his job.
They're sitting there arguing about the Yemen war.
Right.
Why don't they go argue about auditing the Fed and auditing the gold? You want to do something constructive?
Go see if that gold is real. I heard it was fake.
Yeah, I mean, don't some of the people, the finance committee there, the whatever committee, don't they have access to Fort Knox?
I think so.
Say, okay, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to take a bar out and we're going to
drill it. Yeah.
WorldNet Daily, Chase Bank shuts down, quote, alt-right accounts, whatever alt-right means.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They're shutting down accounts of people and organizations with controversial political views.
Oh, that's...
Well, isn't it getting to the point where any political view is controversial?
You speak up to a bad about a bank teller, you shut down.
Chase banker Marcel Smith said, I see nothing that indicates any reason why the account should be closed. I don't see any outstanding transactions or anything ridiculous. This is Tario from Project Veritas, who called about one of the accounts being
shut down.
Mm-hmm. He says, well, the banker said, well, I don't see why there should be any reason here. Smith noted that the bank typically gives its customers a reason for account closures. But
at least
account.
A warning.
I've never seen them not give a response to someone whose account they had closed, the Chase employee said. But Project Veritas followed up and spoke with an employee working in the corporate relations who acknowledged the bank makes political judgments about its customers. So they followed up, made political judgments.
Yeah.
So the bank is now... You know, supposedly business is supposed to be apolitical, right?
Right.
Money is supposed to be
right.
Apolitical.
Not anymore.
That's not true. Well, gold and silver is. I mean, that's the thing about gold and silver. You physically have it. You know, if you have gold and silver,
you have value.
You have it in your possession. You know, they can't. You know, this is going to go back to the feudal system. People are going to have vaults in their house with gold and silver. Scientists bring pig's brain, which was dead 4 hours, back to cellular activity, back to life, a pig's brain. Why are they operating on pigs?
What does that mean? He was a pig that died in the field, or did they keep it cold?
Well, there's the music. I got to get to another side. Maybe we'll do some more news later in the show. There's a lot of news stories we haven't covered. Maybe we'll do it. Joseph Meyer coming up next. So we'll ask Joseph about the pig brains.
Yeah, we like Joseph.
Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Trump administration is taking more measures to crack down on the political regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, announcing new sanctions as well as announcing a new policy that allows lawsuits against foreign entities that are operating on properties that were seized during the Cuban Revolution. National Security Advisor John Bolton outlines the new policies that are intended to hurt the Three Stooges of socialism, as he calls it.
As the president said in February, the twilight hour of socialism has arrived in our hemisphere. The troika of tyranny, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, is beginning to crumble.
Federal law enforcement on Wednesday is announcing charges of 60 people across multiple states in connection with the opioid crisis, including 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, and 8 nurse practitioners accused of illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. PowerMall.com. You probably heard the interview yesterday by now with Dale Mitchell about the air filters. Fantastic. I know we sold quite a few of those this morning. So if you'd like, you can call Jay and ask her all about that. If you have any kind of allergies in your house, I know spring especially, that seems to kick up, mold kicks up, what have you. These filters work. It's filter's not a word. It's an air purifier, allotropic oxygen, cold process, unique to this product. You can't really appreciate this thing until you get it in your house, to your room, or you sleep with it, or whatever. Really, check it out over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Of course, the oregano with the candida, whatever's out. These are the kind of things that you need to have. The candida is now on sale over at the Power Mall. The iComplex, yes. Of course, Numana Food Storage, all on sale. Check that out. Check out the products. We appreciate your business. Consider buying from the good guys. If not, if you're not in the market to buy some of these things, consider a donation. This allows us to bring the great information and to come right to you, which we love to do. This is your program. I tell you that all the time, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to stop as long as you don't. And so it's a pleasure being with you, working with you. This is your show. You let us know what you want to hear, and we'll try to do it. So thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Our next guest, he's become a friend to the Power Hour. He's a stock market veteran, a 50-year veteran. He's telling you what you need to hear, maybe not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear, what you can do about it, and what the future looks like, and how to take action now. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is his website, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. He has a great newsletter. Always love to talk to him. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you for having me as your guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for making time for us. Let's start here. In San Diego, there's an article yesterday about gas has just shot up about 80 cents a gallon over, the past month or so, or a really quick time, about 80, 90 cents a gallon to over $4 a gallon with no end in sight. This is in San Diego. Usually it starts in California and spreads. $4 a gallon gas. We saw it, you know, pretty much throughout all of America not too long ago. Does this maybe foretell something more across the nation, or is this just an outlier here in California?
Well, we're entering, as you know, the peak driving season very shortly, which starts around this time of the year and lasts right up through Labor Day. So I'm not surprised that we're seeing gas prices go up. We're in the peak driving season, and I think gas prices are going to go significantly higher. As I said to you earlier in the year, when oil was $45 a barrel, we'd make a run back to 70. You remember that?
I do, absolutely.
Well, we haven't reached 70, but we've traded to 65, and I think we're going inevitably to 70 and eventually to 80. I think gasoline prices in California, and I truly believe it, go to $5, Daniel. I think we'll see $5 gas in California sometime this summer. I really believe it.
Okay, well, stop there. That's a big prediction. Let's talk about the price of a barrel. It's traded up to 65, not 70 yet. Is there some outlying indicator? Is there some underlying cause that maybe we don't see? Is there some possible war that's making this prediction? Or is it just this is the pattern it's showing?
Well, I think it's the pattern that's being shown, but I think we've got problems in Venezuela, which have been ongoing, as you know, for quite some time. Problems coming out of Libya and problems with the sanctions that have been placed on Iran. So I think we're looking at a supply issue. Demand has been very strong and continue to be strong, and I think we're just inevitably going to see much higher prices.
China, I know their demand, you know, oil has a lot to do with roads, that kind
yes,
of thing.
It does.
And China has slowed on their demand. They have cities that are built. They're just sitting there. I mean, I don't know if they're planning on pushing people off the rural areas and pushing into the city. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've heard different things, but it's just sitting there. Their demand for oil has slowed a little bit. Their economy slowed. America, certain aspects, has slowed. Is it because the supply has been cut so low that the demand remains high? Because it seems like, you correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like the economies of the world, the demand is slowing a little bit.
Well, India is an economy that continues to grow and continues to use large amounts of crude oil. As you know, in the U.S., we use about 20 million barrels a day. China uses about 9 to 10 million barrels a day. And India now is in the same position rebuilding its infrastructure as China was about 20 years ago. So India moving forward is going to have a tremendous demand for oil. We're going to see inevitably much higher prices, Daniel.
So I didn't even really think about India. So India has been hesitant to really jump in this game with full force with the population they have. But now you're saying a rebuild, infrastructure creation in India is going to I would imagine that would explode demand.
Well, you got to keep in mind 40% of the world's population is centered in two countries, China and India. India now is industrializing. I think India has the potential at some point to become even a larger economy than China. I truly believe it.
What's interesting about India, I've always appreciated India that they love gold. They're not stupid. They wear it on them. They hold it on their person. They are resistant for banks. I mean, that's that whole cashless society. I mean, these people have a certain ethic that I can just appreciate.
Well, you know, we're entering Diwali, which is the marriage season in India. And as you know, when a bride gets married in India, there's a dowry that has to be presented, and it's usually in gold.
How does that work? I mean, you go to marry a woman, and you ask her father's hand in marriage, and then you discuss kind of the terms of the agreement, the arrangement, and you say, well, how much dowry am I getting? Well, you're getting four gold necklaces and a chest of this and some silver. Well, I mean, how does that work?
Well, it's money that's exchanged between the marital families, and the money is put forth to give the young couple a start in life, and that gold is never to be sold. That is a position that's relegated to be part of their life savings all through their lives.
I'm fascinated about this cashless society push, how they've pushed the Indian people there to take their gold off around their neck and now deposit it in some bank and get a small interest. I tell us a little bit about that. And I would be so suspicious of that, you couldn't even shake a stick at it.
Well, I don't think you're going to get a lot of people turning their gold. You know, India has a long history of being certainly interested in gold and what gold has represented all through the centuries. So I think there's a lot of gold that wasn't reported and wasn't turned in. And I think we're going to see the Indian population continue to buy gold and continue to buy it very heavily at these prices. I really do.
I am stunned. I don't want to be too overdramatic, but I'm surprised that silver has stayed in the $15 range. This is the spot price, and gold has actually now went below the $1,300 price. It hasn't bottomed anywhere or anything, but you know, I'm kind of surprised where these prices are. Your feelings about gold and silver?
Well, I think these prices will never be seen again in our lifetime. I think we have to be patient. The bull market in gold and silver is alive and well. I think when you talk about silver as the money in monetary history, you got to keep in perspective. Gold is the money of kings, silver is the money of gentlemen, barter is the money of peasants, and debt is the money of slaves.
Mm. Wow. That was so we're a slave. So we're a slave nation, is what you're saying. Our whole nation is in slavery.
Well, I think when you talk about total global debt exceeding $250 trillion, various global derivatives exceeding $2 quadrillion, pension funds that are underfunded by $3 or $4 trillion, 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. We now have 50,000 homeless in L.A. and 80,000 homeless in New York. So this is a very unique, unprecedented time, Daniel, unlike any we've ever seen in history. People are failing to recognize that. I think that's a big mistake.
We got about 30, 40 seconds before the break. Anybody with any sense can see the spiraling debt, can see the IMF, can see the whatever you want to call it, the central banks of the world are putting their people in varying degrees of debt slavery. They're putting a rope around their neck, and the number just keeps piling up. There's no way we're ever piling our debt. I mean, the people who are doing this, are they just crazy? They're just going to go down, sink the whole freaking ship, or what? Let's get to that on the other side. This
okay.
is... I think this is an important question. More with Joseph Meyer. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is his website. His newsletters are very good, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. You want some concise, short, actionable information? This is what you want. 50-year veteran. This is not some guy with pimples in his mom's basement trying to figure out things. He's seen it all. Done just about it all. Stay tuned. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, ThePowerHour.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We recently had, pretty high up, quote unquote, officials, whatever that means. They're official what? I don't know. Of the IMF saying that, well, we need a one world currency. We need the, well, you know, they to come out publicly and say that now is pretty unique. I mean, I think it's telling. Let's answer the question that we had before the break, Joseph.
Okay.
This debt is, you mentioned 200 and something trillion, whatever it is, with the derivatives. I mean, God really, only God knows what the real number is with the derivatives and how we're leveraged and what have you. The people who are doing this, they have to know that it'll never get paid back. We're never paying back that $21 trillion, at least not without inflating our money to oblivion. There's no way. We're not. What is their end game from this? I mean, what can they possibly see as the way to get out of this?
Well, I think the central banks of the world realize they can't inflate their way out. I think deflation is certainly on the horizon. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
What does that mean? Tell what does that look like? I know what deflation means, but what does that look like to the average person?
All asset classes going down simultaneously. No demand. That's deflation.
You think so? Gold and silver price, you see them going down too? Or are we seeing the deflation right now for it?
We're seeing the inflation right now for it, but as I've said many times, nothing will ever take the place of gold and silver. It's a storage of value. It's a hedge against rampant inflation, which I think we'll see first. You always get inflation first, get out of control, and then you get the collapse and the bust and the boom is over. And what sets in after that is brutal deflation.
Okay.
That's what I think is ahead of us, Daniel.
So continue with that.
You know,
some people who are listening may think, oh, deflation, things are going to cost less. What's so bad about that? That's good.
Well, things are going to cost less, but the money's not going to have any value. That's why you need gold and silver, because we're going to see a repricing of all asset classes. We're going to see a reset of all currencies in the world. And we're going to see gold come back and back this new one-world currency. That's where we're headed.
Okay, so if I got $100 in my pocket right now, you say revalue of money. How does that shake out? You know, okay, I guess it could be any country, but we live in America, so let's talk about America. I have
$100. Well, you got $100, but you may only have 50 new ones, so you're going to lose half your buying power in the transition and convertibility of one currency to another.
So you're going to take your old money, you're going to go to the bank, here's my old Benjamin Franklin, I want a new whatever, and so it's going to be, you know, a multicolored...
Come in two for one.
It's going to be a multicolored new bill or something, is that what you're telling me, or what? What's this going to look like?
Well, it's going to be a different colored bill, but the bill's going to be backed by something of substance, either gold or silver. That's inevitable.
America doesn't have any silver reserves. I mean, basically not. They claim to have gold reserves. There's an article about West Point, which is the mint, that 22%, supposedly 22% of America's gold supply is kept there. That makes me feel a little bit better. I mean, Fort Knox, we haven't even seen Fort Knox. At least the mint at West Point has some oversight, and people have been looking at this at least somewhat. Am I wrong? Is there a reason to be optimistic there?
At the end of World War II, we had 2 billion ounces of silver above ground. All that silver has been used up. There's very little silver above ground and then available for sale in the marketplace. That's why at these prices, as I've said many times, I don't think we'll ever see them again in our lifetime. If you go back and you study history, in World War I, 1914, the low on silver was 50 cents. 1939, World War II, the low was 35 cents. 1963, during the Vietnam War, the low was $1.29. 1990, during the Gulf War, the low was $4.12. 2001, during the War on Terror, the low was $4.67. Here we are in 2019, we've got silver $14.90. So you can see the pattern going back over the various decades and periods of what has happened with silver as a long-term investment.
So right now we're in that lull period. And there's really, because of the war on terror, because of what? Why the low right now?
Well, we're in a super cycle commodity bull market, as I've said many times. They last on average 18 to 20 years. This commodity bull started in 2001. As you know, silver was about $4 and gold was $2.55 an ounce. We've had silver to $48.45, and we've had gold to trade $1,930 an ounce. I think we'll see at some point very easily $100 an ounce silver, and probably $4,500 to $5,000 an ounce gold.
Do you see a time frame? I mean, it's very difficult to peg that. I'm not trying to hold you to it, but you know, what kind of time frame do you see in your mind for that?
Next couple of years.
Is there anything in the next couple of years that make you, is there any in-your-face reason for that, or is it just general, this is just the cycle, it's going to take it up, or is there going to be some flashpoint?
Oh, it's going to be both. It's going to be the cycle, and it's going to be a flashpoint. You got to understand, it took 9 years for gold to go from $35 an ounce to $200. But then it only took 7 months to go to $850. So when gold moves after a long period of accumulation, it moves very, very dramatically, Daniel. You know, 1968, and I think we talked about this, we had a barrel of oil traded at $1.50 and an ounce of silver traded at $1.50 at parity. We've now had oil trade 2011, $147 a barrel. We've had oil trade as low as, you know, $10 a barrel. So when you look at the correlation of oil and the correlation of the price in silver, they're very attached and similar in the way they can trade over a long period of time. I think silver should be trading right now currently in this market at over $50 an ounce. I really, truly believe that.
But it's not. Why not?
But it's not because it's being suppressed.
Okay, so let me play the other side. Well, they can just—it's like Japan with their debt. Their debt just keeps going out of. It just keeps going and going and going. It's 200% of GDP. We're not even close to that. Why can't this just not continue? Why can't they just continue suppressing the silver price indefinitely?
Because we got the price of silver currently now below the price of mining it. And we're going to continue to see shortages, I believe, moving forward of both gold and silver. You know, if people don't believe there's a shortage of silver, call your bullion dealer, call your coin dealer. Ask them how much available inventory has that you can buy. And I think you'll be surprised that there's very little silver that he can actually sell you at a decent price. Silver has moved into very strong hands, Daniel. As you know, it's not only a monetary metal, it's an industrial metal. It has many, many uses.
Is there going to be a point, and I've often thought this, and I thought silver was going to be the kickoff. It'll come to the point where people will be very desperate to get that. Let's continue on another side. Can you stay another segment?
I will. Thank you.
I think there's going to be a time where people are going to be very desperate to get their hands on silver and trade in their paper for that silver.
Well, you got to buy it now.
Yes, I can just feel that. Instinctually, I feel that. Let's continue. I think this discussion is very important. We got a break on the other side more with Joseph Meyer, and then we'll get, of course, John Hewlett. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to thepowerhour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from The Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.